Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time that we can see it. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
TNT Denar.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring, ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it. Ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good
afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, January 25, 2021. Raymond 98 here, along with...
Okay, good morning, TNT. It is Super Fantastic Monday. Life goes on. Nothing but good things report. And since Ray sent out some stuff over the weekend, we'll let him get started.
You are not going to believe the first person on the call today. But anyway, we'll get to that. Oh. Updates. Saturday, U.S. banks and call centers, one particular in North Carolina, are on location this morning being told to look for activity between this afternoon and Sunday, in spite of the Treasury Secretary not being confirmed until sometime next week. Time will tell, and wait we shall. Then Sunday's update, two entries. First, earlier Sunday, it was reported that some banks had several cars in the parking lot this morning as early as 7 a.m. Then later that day, Iraqi TV reported that Parliament will complete the amendments to the budget law by Wednesday or Thursday and will present them for voting at that time. That was it for the updates for the weekend.
Okay, so you disrupted my whole flow already. So I'm going to get back to it. But with the fact of, I don't know if I'm going to believe who the first caller or not, unless you tell me it's my sister. That's going to blow my mind.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the regulars. Yeah. They've just never been first before.
Okay. All right. I thought you were getting ready to say something. Or... if our committee guy decided to come on, I was going to say, okay, this is going to be a good one. Anyway, guys, I had a super fantastic weekend. And I thought about it. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of information, but I had a good weekend, I think. And I don't know what the reason was, because it's one of two things. It's either because of comments I made Friday about all the nonsense out there and people not standing up and coming back and telling you guys I apologize or I just realized all this bullshit was bullshit or whatever it was, or they did realize it, or the fact that I, to the best of my ability, told you that people within this administration believe there are a bunch of toothless crackheads about to get some money or not. And you get to make that decision. So I don't know what it was, but I didn't see all the regular nonsense this weekend. I didn't see all the, well, only one thing that, you know, the military is supposed to take over again on Wednesday or something, but that idiot's an idiot anyway. Well, it puts it out and everything's going to happen. But it was, for the most part, all the junk was gone. And I'm hoping, what I'm going to tell you, we're just going to try to use common sense. So I didn't get to speak to the guy who said he could give me the other 70% because Ray couldn't find his number, I guess. So, because I looked for it, couldn't find it. You know, I did talk to some other people. Just to see, because I got to hear what everybody says and questions are and where we can go from there. Okay? Which we will do. But here's the good news. The banks are still the banks. They're still sitting there. They're still being told this could go at any moment, any day. They're still being told to show up to work, as Ray put out. And they are. And that's East Coast, West Coast. West Coast banks were at the bank on Saturday and Sunday, in case you guys didn't know. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, they worked this weekend. anticipated because they were all being told it could happen at any time, which doesn't make sense because I told you guys, like that's supposed to mean something, but I tell you guys, it wasn't going to happen without a Treasury Secretary, and it's not going to happen without a Treasury Secretary. And that just don't make sense to anybody. And it's not going to make sense to anybody. But here's the thing. We can use common sense. So Iraq said they were going to vote on the budget last week. They were going to finish their discussion and take a vote. Why did they do that? Why did they tell their people that? Why did they make it public? Because they thought there was going to be a new Treasury Secretary by then. They thought they were just going to put him in. The Democrats got the Senate, got the House, got the presidency. Name your treasurer. But it didn't happen. So they had to change it. Thought she was going to get voted in on Friday, though, or over the weekend. They made the announcement. They're going to take the vote at 5:30 today. Iraq has said they're going to complete and probably take their vote Wednesday or Thursday, if not next week. What they are doing is making sure that they're not finishing their discussion and taking their votes until after there is a Treasury Secretary. Okay, that makes sense to me. Now, why they got these people sitting at the bank? I'm thinking they just don't want to bring them on, just keep them on one steady schedule, and they'll have it. And that's the only reason they could be doing it, because right now, everybody and their grandma know the RV is not going to be announced until after Janet Yellen is voting in. Everybody and their grandma should know it, so... Those people could have been off the whole weekend relaxing at home, but they chose not to do that. So here we are. Good news is they will go to a vote this evening. Okay. Good news is Iraq is saying they will finish it up Wednesday or Thursday and then set the time to vote, which could be immediately after it. And we can get going. Everything else in Iraq is good. They're announcing more and more countries. The UN, the IMF, everybody is agreeing with their new plan. Everybody's agreeing with the plan with the white paper. And we already know what that is. So there's not any arguments or discussions or need to go through changes. They're just Biden time. Every other day they say they have an agreement with Kurdistan because they have an agreement and been having. But they got to put something out to buy their time. And that's all they're doing, and that's all we're waiting for. So this should be over. All right, Ray, before you get started, let me just tell you, today is Lady C's birthday. She is 75 years old.
Okay. He said, Lady C, 75.
Lady C, happy birthday, Lady C. That's kind of just so you know.
Right. And her son is a whole lot better now.
Yep.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday, Lady C.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Q&A. Let me refresh here. Jim and KC says, everyone is looking for reassurance after the implied threat of possibly being denied the ability to exchange you threw between the lines on Friday's call. If it seems we might get left out, do you have a way to see if President Bush will try to intercede?
Guys, first of all, it was not an implied threat. It was information to tell you that the people who saved us last time shouldn't have to save us this time. Shouldn't, but the person or people who felt that there was idiots about to have a whole lot of money are back. So, a lot of them, and they may have a different voice. So that's not our real problem. Our real problem is to stop listening to the idiots, you know, passing the lies back and forth through, to stop giving them a reason if they come up with it. I don't think we have time. I have not heard it anywhere that they're going back like that. I thought you needed to be aware with all this mess going around. It was the reason they were upset the first time back then, because people just started putting out bullshit, lies, stupid stuff that made no sense. And now we've just seen it grow and grow and grow over the last 4 years. And now you got different people looking at it. And you just have to be smart enough to realize that somebody else is in charge of the situation. Somebody else is looking at it. And the last time we want them to think, or the last thing we want them to think, is we're a bunch of toothless crackheads passing around insane, idiotic information that doesn't even make any sense and doesn't even really have to do with the dinar, even though a bunch of them try to make it sound like the military is going to take over the country Wednesday and the government's going to be jailed again. They've been saying that 8 years, the whole Obama time. He was arrested and Bush was arrested and Clinton was arrested. And I swear I saw all three of them last week sitting up in Washington, D.C. And I didn't know they let you out of Guantanamo Bay to attend a presidential ceremony. That's all I was telling you is this junk that you've been hearing, these people who've been telling you this, even if they were led astray, because I'm going to give them that, because that's what you're seeing on TV. He said, he told us to do, even if that's the case, at what point do you stop? If you don't know, the idiots, and they are affecting people's lives the same way these other things affect people's lives, because they believe them. They think they tell them the truth. They think they know what they're talking about. At this point, clearer than rainwater in your face, that they do not. I mean, I don't know what would make it any clearer. So anyway, it's even not about even what they're saying, because I don't really care. It is about the fact that they are saying it. They are here, and they are trying to be part of our discussion, part of TNT, part of the Dinar, part of the GCR, and that's how they're pushing it on all these people. And believe it or not, decisions are made by that. They've been being made even over the last 4 years, even though things I've been telling you that our councilman has been telling us, approaches they've been taking to it, they see there's some clear idiots out there, me and you do, not for most of us, and that's why we're here. And that's what we've been trying to change and inform and give people something else to look at and be about along the way. So it wasn't a threat. I was just telling you, open your eyes, open your ears, and know what's being said and done and how it could affect you if it continues. That's not a threat. That's a reality check. in case you didn't know. All right, what's next, Drake?
M.N. Goodman says, after the initial shock that this is on to the exchange slash wealth and hand phase, what is the first thing you are going to do?
Man, the first thing I'm going to do is get me a bottle of Louis for $3,500. I'm not even going to get the $15,000 bottle. I'm just going to get the $3,500 bottle of Louis, maybe the $5,000. I'm going to get me some cigars. They're $150 a stick, but I love them. I'm going to sit down and take me a $100 bill, which is against the law, just so you guys know. I'm going to light it. I'm going to light my cigar with it. I'm going to have my drink, and I'm going to look up and say, thank you, God, that this bullshit is over. That this mess is over and that we can go on with life. That's what I'm going to do. That life is here for real. That's going to be the first thing. I promise you I'm going to do that. But after that, I'm going to do what we talked about. I'm going to make sure I put my money to work instead of start spending my money. I'm going to look at how I'm going to divide it, how it's coming back in, and I already, which I hope you do, have a plan of where I'm going to put it to work at. So I've always told you guys, and think. I am building a legacy for the next 10 generations. I've been telling you that. That's been my goal. I don't know what yours is. I've always told you guys I wanted to get 10 sources of income. 10 sources of income is what I'm looking for to build. So I'll never, ever have to worry about it. And I want it to be residual income. And that is, you know, I can do it one time, I can do it twice, whatever, and then it just comes over and over and over again. That's when my money is working. And we've gone over those steps. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look down. Okay, I got this mapped out. Who do I call? First person I call is my new attorneys, my new tag team, to review all my documents, review everything that I have in place. Second people I call are people who are charged with these industries that I'm looking at so I can kind of get my inside information, which I'm going to be asking my wealth manager to be doing for me. Hey, can you put me in contact with some people? And let's do this, who or what? Already big people in the bank. So I told you guys, I think I told you, I'm sure I have before, that when I first achieved my goal network marketing, there were a group of guys over there who said, hey, now that you're here, let us show you something different. Let me show you how you can multiply that, which they did. And I was very excited about it. But that's what happens here. I'm going to go to my wealth manager. I'm going to say, introduce me to some people. And he's going to do what benefits him. This guy needs an investor. This guy needs one. This guy needs one. And I'm going to be okay with it because each step I'm going to meet a new group of people who will do what? Elevate me, help me grow, open my eyes to new opportunities, because that's how it happens. We've always talked about two things. One is ourselves. From the lowest level we're at, I don't care where it is, each one reach one and teach one. Same thing happens up there. Same thing as we continue to grow. You reach down and pull one up, and somebody's pulling you up. And let's share that wealth and that knowledge. But also look at it and the reason for it right now. You look at the five people you spend the most time with. The five people you spend the most time with, that's who you are. And if you want to change who you are, then you change those five people. into who you want to be. That's what we're going to be doing after this is all over. I know it's a long answer this morning, but sorry. I'm feeling good.
With the exception of spouse.
What?
With the exception of spouse, because that's one of your five.
Okay, that's what you say. Look, she's not in the room, so I can say that. Oh, God.
All right. Well, I'm going to do similar, you know, put money to work. Then I'm going to the beach to work on my tan, however many days it takes to get that done.
Okay.
All right. California Sugar says, what is your opinion of the article quoting Parliamentary Finance that the exchange rate of the dollar will remain high for the next 3 years? I haven't seen that article or read it, so.
Oh, it came out last week, though. But
oh.
It's just news they're putting out, guys. They know, you know, the world knows they can't do what they're doing or what they just did for 3 years. They can't reduce 25% of everybody's paycheck and raise all their services and products up 25%. They can't take their entire middle class and put them in the poverty level and think everybody's going to be okay with that for 3 years. It was a no-nonsense article meant to distract us. And that's it. Okay, what's next? That's what I think.
Next, we're going to live callers.
Well, okay.
And first one is Danny in Dallas.
Oh, hey, what's going on, man?
I tell you what, last week was sure chopped up. I was jonesing by Tuesday. I needed that call. And then had to wait all the way to Friday. Oh, my goodness. But I did think of something, Tony. You'll appreciate this. Maybe Ray will appreciate it more. I'm the oldest of three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what your family makeup is. You mentioned sisters, so I assume that's the case. But I find myself embarrassed about how I treated my younger brothers now that I'm 70 years old and they're still around. And I find myself deferring to them. And last Friday, there was a question somebody asked, and you just said, do what Ray says. So I could identify with you. You don't ever get embarrassed anymore, do you?
No, Danny, I can say this is the difference between me and you. When I don't know something and Ray does, then I will tell you guys, do what Ray says. But as far as embarrassing him and all that stuff, this has been my first opportunity, so I'm loving it. I don't know about you.
Well, maybe my past sins are greater than yours. Who knows? Yeah, we'll slide on that. Ray, I was trying to compliment you there backhandedly. So there you go.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Listen, fellas, I need to tell you that I've met a new friend. It's Joe Bob. He's with Texas Banking, and they're not there today. So now I've got this contact. I'll just keep you guys informed. So Joe Bob says he knows everything about it, and he would be one to tell me when they go. So maybe I'll be able to add to the conversation at some point. But we'll wait and see on that one. Now,
okay, wait, let me ask a question first.
Yes.
Because you said he's not there today. Can you tell me, is he with one of the top five banks or what bank Joe Bob is with?
No, I won't be able. He asked me not to. So I'm following his instructions like you follow your contact instructions. He said, don't reveal your source here. So I'm just going to guess what? His name is not really Joe Bob, but that's a good Texas name. And
well,
we'll go with that.
Danny, I'm pretty sure everybody figured out that's not his real name. But okay.
don't be so sure now. we kind of laid back. Everybody comes out of some pasture someplace.
Okay. Oh, he said that's pretty common in Texas. My mistake. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Listen, on the I was curious about the Janet Yellen thing. I think that's scheduled to happen this afternoon, this evening, is what local news reports are. Is that what you understand?
They said at 5:30 they're going to take the vote.
So, now, you talking about for Yellen?
Yeah, for Yellen.
Yeah. Okay. When you said that before, I thought maybe there was another vote in Iraq that I missed on that. So, well, there's no doubt that she'll get inside because she's already passed those checkpoints, House and Senate. Okay, with that happening, we've got at least an open door to get to a conclusion. I guess I'm a little, I reflect back, and anybody that's been on this ride for a while will do that. And we've gone through many Christmases and many New Years and many January 1st and all that kind of stuff. And here we are, almost February. So I'm trying to stay real positive on this, knowing that this has been a unique struggle for several reasons. And I'm going to be optimistically hopeful that the next week to 10 days is legitimately a good expectation. Do you concur with that?
I do. Today we've
right.
been voted in, and again, that's why Iraq is saying they're going to do their final discussions on Wednesday or Thursday, and it says, and then vote. This could go into next week. So it could go into next week, waiting for the vote. Give her time to do whatever she says she needs to do, to review documents, sign off, whatever, and then say, okay, we're ready to go. But, yes, it does look like it could be this week, and they gave the outside of next week to make a law. But we'll see. After he's voted in today, anything could happen.
That's right. Okay. Well, I'm going to start notifying my customers that I may have to go on a sudden vacation. And just leave that kind of up in the air. In the meantime, I got to go back to work. So thank you for your input, and I'll just sit back
sir.
And listen while I paint. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. 360 Erico, you are on. It's
well,
Walt.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Hey, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Yes, sir. To the nth degree.
Well, I'm living the dream. I think it's a dream.
There you go.
I'm hoping it's a dream. Well, put it this way. I'm hoping it's a dream that'll turn real. No, all good. I was curious, Tony, there hasn't been any more comments since the bombs went off the other day. Has there been any more unrest in Baghdad that you are aware of?
There hasn't been, but there has been videos put out saying that there is going to be. ISIS is saying that they're planning on increasing the bombing in Baghdad. So people are concerned with it. But it says the videos are from dead people, and they're from a couple years ago. So they're republishing the videos over, but letting them know, hey, we're getting ready to do this. Now, why are they getting ready to do it? Because they feel while the U.S. government is in transition, is the best time to attack, is what they're saying. We'll see if they do or not. Everybody's trying to cause more confusion. Iran, everybody else saying they're not doing it, but Iran always uses, I don't know if you guys heard or not, but ISIS is actually moving into Iran, so there'll be another one of their puppets that they get to use, like they do the militia and a whole lot of other groups. to cause uproar or, you know, dissension or just confusion right now at the time when the U.S. has stopped shipping over money, dollars are getting scarce. So they look like now's the time to attack. I don't know. Iraq is saying we need U.S. help. We need you guys to stay here. We need you to help us fight this. Even though Maliki and everybody else wanted to say their government is ready to stand on their own now, even Sadar is saying, no, we're not. We're not ready for that yet as far as the military. And Biden needs to make some decisions, which we all know. Trump just moved everybody out. It's supposed to be starting to move out. He's going to move them in. They don't know. So it's in the state of that ISIS says, let's go. They don't even know what they're doing. They got half their stuff packed up. We can get away with a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, that's why they did it, to send it out there. We'll have to wait this week, next week, and see if it continues.
Hmm. Okay. Well, then we wait. That's all. So that's easy.
Well, as far as ISIS is concerned, but let's hope they make the decisions before then, because then it won't matter. You guys got to realize, you know, the smuggling of the dollars, the currency auctions, all that is what enables the corruption to happen, the stealing to happen, everything else. But after the RV, and we worry about it, there's not going to be dollars to smuggle. The U.S. isn't going to send over hard currency anymore. It's all going to be electronic. They're going to do what we do with wire transfer here. This is in your reserve bank. This is in your account. Where do you want it to go? So they can track it. That's going to do away with all that. That's what they don't want. That's what we do want. That's what Iraq needs in order for their money to stay in their country. So a lot of things are going to happen when the RV is announced and when they switch over to these new systems, which are going to be good things.
Hmm. Do you think that, honestly, that Yellen will be able to let this thing go anytime soon?
Yeah, I think we're right there at the door, yeah. As soon as I think she reviews what the last administration put in there or changed, because she was part of this during Obama administration also. She was part of Iraq. So they had to go back through and say, what did they change? What did they slip in here? And again, who gets this and who's getting that? Who am I allocating this money to go to? Who actually owns this company? Because, you know, there's a lot of that going on. And then sign off on the approval. Now, my Treasury guy said, Tony, they've been doing that. They've actually been doing it since the end of November, December. That part, they were actually in transition with each other. So I'm hoping they are, and it's a piece of cake. She doesn't have to do everything we think, but most of it's done. So we'll see.
Yeah. As the great American once said, time will tell. So anyway, I appreciate it. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray. And
yes, sir.
I sure was glad I was not the first caller. I wasn't. I got in there at 4:14:57, I think it said. So I thought I was pretty close to the front end. I obviously was right behind Danny. And he didn't say what he was going to do with his brothers, though, did he? I didn't hear that.
He just apologized for embarrassing him. I'm having fun embarrassing mine.
Well, unfortunately, I've been embarrassing my brothers throughout probably most of my life. So I had to, you know, sooner or later they get used to it. Wouldn't you agree, Tony?
Yep.
Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.
Hey, wait a minute, Walt. Did you just say a great American once said time will tell? Or did you say is that what he said? A great American?
What he said.
Okay.
Ray, I think I may have a higher opinion of you than the opinion that you have of you. I don't know. But,
thank you very much.
It's been a great money, by the way. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good
day. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
Okay. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi.
Good morning, huh?
Hi, Ray, and it's like, okay, I think I just need to defer. Who can follow Walt and Danny after all of this? But I do have, but I appreciate your taking the call and the questions. Do have just a couple of things. Given how close we do appear to be, I'm always been intrigued with any sort of feedback that you guys have gotten with respect to 800 numbers and any of the expectations that they have of us, and that we know that we won't be going in as toothless crackheads, but any changes whatsoever other than, you know, what we've been told for the last few months on protocols?
I haven't gotten any changes at all. No.
Okay.
So I think we're right on time. They're still sitting there. They're waiting. And again, nothing is changing. So that's good.
Right. I'd like to go back to your comments with respect to the voting and the time frame that has been kind of put forth, that expectations of voting on Wednesday or Thursday, then it could segue that it might go into next week. There have been some other things out there that I've run across where it's a semantics that they're saying vote by Wednesday or Thursday, which is different from voting on Wednesday or Thursday. Have you heard anything to that point? Because that, with my Dinar glasses on, says it could happen sooner than Wednesday, Thursday. And even if there were a little bit of deferral on time, it could be or the end of this week, not into next week. What say you guys, or what have you heard?
I think it says that they're going to finish their discussions by Wednesday and Thursday, and then vote by next week is what I've actually seen.
Okay, because now that's a little different from what I'd seen. It was like vote. I was seeing this week as being the vote, so which was why I was asking of the semantics of on the day or by the day, because if it's by, of course, that means it could be sooner than on the date that is being specified. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that one, but it does sound like we're getting very, very, very close. In 10 days from whenever this does happen, if we are still maintaining our sanity, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project is going to be. And we appreciate it, and have a great day. Money
all
coming
right,
to
thank
us.
You.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
951 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. I hear you fine.
Oh, I'm doing pretty darn good. Be better
great.
When this whole thing is over with. In the meantime,
man,
we play the game. So, hey, I have a question for you. I have yet to check into it and see. I don't know why, but my Twitter account was suspended. So is there any other way to get notices from you guys? Notifications?
Wow, what did you do? Wait, what did you do?
I don't know. I don't know yet. That's the crazy thing. I go, what the heck happened here?
You know,
I guess I've been a bad
Ray,
boy.
Yeah, Ray has other calls. He does a TNT call on Sunday. He does open mic call twice a night or three times a day, every day of the week. He gives out his own email to whoever asks for it in the right way. And some people his phone number. So there's a lot of ways to get hold of him.
No, boy, you're just trying to get the information when we announce the 800 numbers? You want to make sure that you receive that information.
Yeah, the notifications for the call here, because sometimes, you know, it is delayed. Well, sometimes you don't have it. Sometimes it's like delayed 30 minutes or an hour or something, you know. And then, yeah, of course, the 800 number notification. I have yet to go on. I'm going to go on Twitter yet here and see what's going on with them, see if I can find anything out. So, yeah, I'm just trying to find out, you know, how to get notification, how to have Is there another way to have communication? Let me put it that way.
Here's the three solutions that I have for you.
Okay.
Number one is beg and plead with Twitter. And see if you can beg and plead with Twitter.
Oh,
so you can reinstate it.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Or number two, if it's possible, just create a brand new account.
Oh,
they might let you start a new Twitter account. I don't know. That's not a guarantee, but it's worth a try. And if that doesn't work, the last resort that I would turn to is I would connect up with someone else who does have Twitter. Then they can forward tweets to you when they receive them and just send them to you direct. That way, if you can't get back in, then I would connect with someone who can get in. And then when we send out the information, they can forward it to you.
All right. And then the information for following you guys on Twitter is on the Super Fantastic website, or what is the information?
Oh, you just go to our Twitter page and click on follow.
On what, TNT Super Fantastic or?
The twitter.com/ THE underscore TNT underscore TEAM.
Okay, so follow at the TNT team with the underscores in there.
No, but I don't know why you're saying follow at. Is that just English?
Oh.
You're not writing that down as an instruction, right? If it's just, if you're just speaking, okay. Right, because you want to go to that page and then select the follow button to follow us with your new Twitter account.
Okay.
And then make sure you have on your notifications in your Twitter profile turned on so that you can receive the notifications when we send a tweet out.
All right. So that's D underscore T underscore N underscore T underscore team.
No.
No. Okay. I missed it.
Okay. THE. The.
Right.
Underscore.
Right.
T-N-T.
Oh, underscore.
Then underscore
and
again.
Then
team. T-E-A-M.
Right. Okay. All right, I got it now. Okay. All right, thanks. I'll try.
I'll
see what's going on there.
And really, you should have a buddy anyway as a backup. In case you miss something, your electronics might temporarily be out, then they can also be saying, hey, such and such is going on. I mean, all of you on this call should be doing that. You should be having some type of another live backup source to help make sure you didn't miss something. Or at least that's what I would be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. Except the only person I know is up in Canada right now. So, anyway.
Well,
wait
a minute. It doesn't have to be somebody you know in Canada. It just has to be somebody who's willing to work with you. They could be down the street. They could be on the other side of the world, as long as they have the same thing that you have, and that's the electronic access. So then they can send you information to that. Hey, Dave, did you know TNT's doing such and such? Yes, I got that. Oh, no, I wasn't aware of that. I missed it. But it doesn't have to be your best friend. It doesn't have to be somebody you already know. It might be somebody that's just willing to help you, and then you help someone else.
Somebody in the chat room?
Sure, if you have access to the chat room, just go in and ask, hey, will somebody be my communication buddy? Well, Dinar buddy is what I call them from day one, Dinar buddies, but because we're into more than just Dinar, there's other foreign currencies. But that's what I've always referred to it when I'm teaching members. Like, have a Dinar buddy, somebody that'll make sure you didn't miss out on important information. It's just a good backup. It's a good backup to have.
Okay. That's a good idea. All right. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get into the chat room, so I'm sure I can find one somewhere. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right. Good luck with it. Yes, sir.
So, all right. Thanks. All right.
That was it.
But even if you can't get in the chat room, guys, everybody's on Twitter. There's a lot of TNT people on Twitter. their partners, ask one of them to contact you and be your buddy. It's easy to do. All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck with you.
All right. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare. Double.
281 area code. You're on.
How are you? So the how's the king doing today? How you doing?
I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
Good. I'm good. I can't complain. Cannot complain. And Mr.
Hey,
Tony, how are you today?
I'm super fantastic, and I'm wondering, why are you the only one who ever comes on this call and gets an introductory musical? Why is that?
I'm special. I'm special. How you doing? How
well,
you
it's,
doing?
Oh, you know,
oh,
it's,
oh, you
it started off from her being a bus lady.
And not the long bus. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Look here.
That's it.
I bet you we're going to have some fine folks on my short bus. How about that? Everybody's going to want that. They're going to have enough room for all of y'all. How about that? Nah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, well, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Well, I know my, I guess you would say friend, Mr. Danny from Texas, has a friend here in Texas that knows some things. So I just wanted to know if you've been hearing from your Texas sources, you know?
No, wait a minute.
What are they saying?
Let me correct you on the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
You both in the same state. So you would call him your homie, not
well,
your friend.
Oh, homie. Okay. Well, my right. I don't know him like
just
that.
Just future references.
Okay, homie.
Yeah, same
Texas
state.
Homie.
He's a homie.
Yeah.
He don't be the same.
Okay. Okay, then. All right. Hey. I agree with that. Yeah. But I just want to know if you heard from your Texas person, you know, your source.
Yeah.
What are they saying about us?
They're saying that you guys are wasting your time, that you guys are just going through the motions, that nothing's happening, that we're not even showing up our centers because they aren't even open because they haven't told us to get ready yet. That's what they're saying. That's what they've been saying the whole time, which is crazy, but I also know that everybody else knows that's who everybody's watching, wondering, trying to get prepared, and that they will be the last ones to be notified at the last minute. And I know
wow.
that's what's going to happen with them. But them themselves, they're kind of depressed, disappointed. We did all this, and now everybody's just going to their job every day. They don't even have them on standby alert or anything. But Danny
wow.
did just tell us that, right? He said Joe Bob
right.
or Joe Bo or whatever name, he's not even there because he's in Texas. He's not there. But around
wow.
the country, they're there. They got the majority of the people ready to go. All they have to do is see how fast they can get the tractor started when it comes time, you know?
Get the what
mules.
Started? What's this like, a tractor? Look here.
You know, tractor, you know, Texas, tractor, field.
I'm not going to fool with you. I'm
going to mules and wagons, you know, buses with flat tires, you know, all that Texas
well,
stuff.
Let me tell you this. I bet you I won't be ashamed. I will get on a mule in a minute and get to the bank. How about that? No.
There you go.
Whether my wig is straight or not, I will be there on a mule if I have to.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No. Tony, you remember the Christmas party we had last year?
Yep.
I was going to set her up with transportation from the airport. I had a good friend that had a nice wagon and some good quarter horses.
They're going to pick her up from the airport and bring her in, and she talked junk about it. But now she'll gladly ride a mule. So, okay.
Now, look here. This was not going to be no Little House on the Prairie. Have me all frozen up by the time I get there. It'll be 3 days by the time we get to the party if we're coming from the airport on a wagon. No, I'm not doing that. So quit with your foolishness. Okay, let me ask my next question. All right. So, now, I know you told us you talked to your committee guy and your treasury person last week. Have we heard any more from them this week, and are they still on the same page?
I think they're still on the same page. We did actually talk to him. He sent the message they were doing he was doing a conference, or he was doing something on the phone. What was it, Ray? I forgot.
Oh, in a meeting.
He's in a meeting.
Oh, okay.
So we may hear from him afterwards, but. Yeah, if there was changes, especially something like that, we would have heard it already.
Okay.
So, nothing has really changed except since Friday. And I don't think it's going to change, like I said, until after 5:30 this evening and they take the vote. Now, that might change the situation. But till then, there's really nothing to worry about, and everybody knows. Everybody
knows. Okay. And I know that the rate is probably the budget. We know, I know you've told us that it's probably done already behind the scenes, but this is just technicality of them with the articles coming out saying they still got to do this and that. But we know the rate has been fluctuating with the oil prices and all of that. So in your opinion, because I know I think you said the last time that they had not updated you guys on what the latest rate would possibly be for the dinar. What do you think it could be at this point, or what it was locked in at? Still $3 or something?
Oh, no. Guys, this is what you need to know. The rate they're using for the budget, whether it's the 45-52, just sets the budget. That's for their yearly rate, and they will adjust every month as the rate goes up. They'll just have more money to play with. But it's not what's going to set the exchange rate. The actual price of oil at that moment that goes by and forth is going to set the rate. And right now, oil is up. So we know the rate has gone up. Even if it's by pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, it continues to rise with the price of oil.
Right. That's what I mean. So at this point, in your opinion, what do you think the rate is at this point?
I don't know. How much is oil today?
I don't know. I didn't check it. But I know as of last week.
Well, let me do that for you. Let me go check the price of oil for you and check and see how many pennies it went up in. You know I'm just joking, right? Because I'm not about to do that. But anyway. Look, the rate has gone up. We knew it was 371, then 381. At $56, $60, it's going to be $4. But none of that matters to you and me because that's not the rate we're going for, right?
Right.
We're going in the door for the contract rate. I hope you're smart enough to do that.
Right.
That's the rate you're going for. And whatever's after that, we'll talk about it. But I'm going in the door for the contract rate as much as I can get. That's where my discussion starts.
Okay. Yeah, me too. All right. Well, those were all my questions. I know there's others want to come in, so I won't hold them. But I will let you guys go, and thanks for all the information and everything that you guys do. We can't wait for this thing to be over.
Well, let me just tell you so you know, Tish felt your pain. And Danny just laughed at you, and the price is $55.75. They just want you to know that. Anyway, I added the laugh for Danny.
Thank you, and thank you, buddy Danny, and everybody.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
610 Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Greetings, sir.
Man, either time flies by or you just really coming on too early. So which one is it?
Well, it must be time flying by, Tony. I tell you.
All right.
All right. Well, here we go. Long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTDonate. And when you're typing in that new address, please remember to capitalize the entire address, $TNTDonate. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us in the past, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome,
thank you,
Ray.
Sir. We really, really do appreciate it. All right.
You're very welcome, Tony. All right.
All right. 706 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, good afternoon. Hello, Mr. Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going?
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. How about with you?
How's it going with you?
Oh, we don't even want to talk about it, but we're going to press on, press on. That's all we can say.
Okay.
Press. Are you still married?
Of course. Of course, and my hubby.
Okay.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. No, just getting didn't know why I was hurting so still in my shoulder. I said I had to be the guinea pig for the 3D pieces, and now my shoulder, and the upper part of my arm is so swollen. And I just got word from the doctor they may have to go back in there. And I was like, come on now. I thought this was over with. But
oh, wait,
I'm going to press
wait.
Through.
You got a 3D piece in you?
They told me they put some 3D imaging in me. The plastic pieces in my shoulder with the concrete.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I can start calling you a bionic woman.
That's what I said. They're going to make me bionic. And I just thought that the pain was part of being healed. But, you know, they telling me something different. But I told them I'm just going to trust God and believe the report of God, not them. But my question today is... with everything that you all have been through way before I got in this, And I say sometime I, you can know you can wish for something, but that's in the past. I say when they kept telling me when I was in Iraq working to get me some currencies, and I kept saying I'm not gonna get no currency with that man face on there. That was dumb because we got man face on the American money. But in all this time that you and your brother has been in this, I mean, and it's the question that I am wondering. And now, you've gotten close as far as, what, 10 minutes you all have, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and they squashed it. What makes it different now for you to feel like it's really happening now? I'm just wondering this.
Actually, it's a good question. We want to see what makes it closer to reality when I've already been within 10 minutes of it happening. Well,
and your brother have been in it so long.
I know, but listen, I'm going to answer your question. We have, but we know at times those 10 minutes, those 30 minutes, those days, they weren't really even going to do it. They let Iraq go through the motions, but they were trying to track people, track money, and they had ulterior motives for doing what they were doing. They, like I said, throughout the years, they came on, and I'm glad we're kind of back to that, but we'll see where I was actually getting, you know, some kind of communications one step from D.C. itself, and I need you to do this, or we need you to do this or do that, which was okay, because the process was still being done, so I want people to understand that. And even though they had to track people, put the word out, or whatever you want to do. What's different about it today is Iraq is doing that portion of it with their actual people. Back then, their people weren't hearing what we were hearing. They weren't telling them that. They weren't suspecting every bit of it. I mean, they're government people, but this is right down to the citizen level. Articles, things you're putting on live TV, everything, saying this is what we're doing, this is what we're going to do it, and this is when it's going to happen. So we're looking at things that are affecting Iraqi citizens today with the reduction in the volume, with the increases in the prices, with the increase in the poverty, along with them telling them, we're going to solve it this month. This is the month it's going to happen. This is the month your whole world's going to change. You guys are going to get paid by the end of the month. I mean, those things, along with what we do see, you can clearly see along with everybody else. What I see is everything's done. They connected the bank. They've done everything that we've asked them to do except eliminate the corruption, but they need our help in doing that. They need us to cut the money off and start doing it electronically so the bad guys lose control, or if they have control, they can go right to them because now it's transparent. They need us to change the rate, make that so they can cut off the auction and all that money can stop moving. But also, we're now in the process, and even though we were then, where Biden may give up some of the sanctions on Iran, which is easing their foot up off the neck of Iraq, which makes all of this possible. So we're at a different point now. I'm looking at different things that make this even a greater possibility of now rather than later. Does that make sense? You understand?
Yes, very much. Did you happen to read an article? Are you Mr.
Article what?
She cut off something.
About,
there we go.
Did Biden give Iraq $20 million to help them? My husband had seen that in an article, and I was wondering, did you all see that?
It said we are going to give them $20 million. We haven't given it to them. we are going to give them $20 million.
Okay. So with that, then you feel like Biden's going to do what necessary would need to be done for them as well as ourselves?
Well, yeah. Even when they revalue their currency, they don't have cash on hand. It really just changes the value of their currency. They still have to build their reserves back up. They still have to then turn around and make an income out of it. So they're asking the IMF for $6 billion now. And they already said, well, we're going to ask them for another $4 billion after that. We're asking the U.S. for $20
million. Okay.
The U.S. and all the money we have and all the money we print, we still borrow money from Japan. We still borrow money from China. So they're going to do that. And we look at it. Somebody told me this morning they didn't like that. Oh, this doesn't look good. We're going to let them go a little bit further. Either has to happen. That's how countries operate. So I don't look at everything as a negative. I look at it even the day it happens. Now that the rate has changed, where do we get the money to pay these people? We have to borrow it because it's at a different rate now.
Right. Yeah, because when I was over there, they were doing all kind of backroom drug deals. They was moving money, and it was with different countries. I just want to say this before I get off. Again, I do appreciate you for acknowledging that you were praying for me with my recovery, and Mr. Ray, he really puts out that encouragement on open mic, and I do appreciate that with Ms. Tish and open mic. Sometimes people feel like because you're in the Lord that you don't go through, but we go through just like everybody. People go through, and that encouragement helps a long way. So I just wanted to let you all know that my husband and I really, truly, we appreciate that because he is so waiting for this to happen because it's been hard on him with the finance, with just him working. I can't even move my business right now. So I just want to tell you all again, we appreciate you all. We thank God for you all. You all have been an inspiration and an uplift. Not just that, but the knowledge. My husband says it all the time, we have been in college for 4 years. And so we thank God for you all. And with that, you all have a great day. Have a blessed day. And I love you all. Open mic, Ms. Tish, because Ms. Tish might just send out a text message just to encourage me. And I thank her for her heart, her sincerity, and her soul the way she is. So you all have a great day, and we're going to continue to be praying that this thing moves.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I just want you to know from your very first phone call you ever got on, I've been praying for your husband. So anyway, bye.
Eight five zero. Area code, you're on. 850-631. No? Okay. 916 area code, you're on. 317. 916-317. 510.
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Who's speaking? Is this 916 speaking? No,
yeah.
It's 510. Oh, okay.
510.
Go ahead, join.
Yes, how you guys doing?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
To the nth degree, and yourself?
I'm doing fine. I'm fine. Good afternoon and good morning, Tony. I called about 2 weeks ago. And you called on me last week, but I couldn't answer because you knew exactly what I do, and I'm the one who want to open for the opener. And I never received a call from Tony. I know you guys are busy and a lot was going on. So if you can, by the way, I have an uncle named Ray, so I almost call you Uncle Ray because I have an uncle named Uncle Ray.
Okay.
And I didn't want to be disrespectful because you like me. I'm straight to the point and cut you off quick too. But anyway, I want Tony to give him a call if he can. And Tony would know. But what I was doing last week, you called on me, and I couldn't answer because you would know exactly what I do and what I'm famous for.
So we'll put the call to you. I thought we,
if you can, you know.
Tony, I sent you that number. Well, anyway, we'll get it.
He was just saying I called him, but he didn't answer.
No. You called on me on the show. You called on me on the show.
Oh.
You called me on the call on the call, but I couldn't answer the call because what
right,
I was
on
doing
Friday.
And
you didn't respond.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you did call him, and then the last time I was doing it, you couldn't hear me because of the noise in the background. So I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't answer. So I didn't want to give it away. But Tony, you'll be surprised.
Okay.
When you find out. So when you get a chance to call, I appreciate it. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
And then I still want to have a cigar with you. All right.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Thank you,
all
sir.
Right. All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, y'all. Have a great day and thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye. 208 area code. You're on. 208.
Okay, Ray, you got the number? Okay.
Yes. 208-713-208. Do you need some duct tape for that? What? 208. One more time.
208.
All right. Are you on 208?
I don't know. Am I?
Yes. Okay.
Well, I never signed on to be here. So, y'all have
okay,
a great
well,
week.
All right, press 1.
All right,
and then
thank
that'll take
you.
Your hand back down. Apparently, you pressed 1 somewhere, and that put your hand up to be acknowledged.
Oh,
but,
sorry. I dropped the phone earlier. That's probably when it happened.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
843 area code. You are on. No? Okay. 217 area code. You are on.
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Greetings. I really want to thank you for taking my call and thank you and your brother for all the work you do for us.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
I was thinking as I was listening here some today, it would be a help maybe to some of the newer members that's just listening. If you could maybe put that list of about 10 things for them to remember when they go into exchange, like don't talk first and want contract price and whatever. And then the other thing is I should have 8, 9, or 10 in a group to follow me. When they're following and I say I want you to give them the same as I got, okay, will they need, I'm just trying to think of how much time we're going to need, like when we get to the place, and will the COVID virus hold us up from all of us going at once?
So here's the thing. Guys, this can work one of two ways. You can all try in a room and call, and you talk to your guy to make your appointment, say, hey, I got 10 people here. Can I make 10 appointments real quick? We all want to go to the same bank, same location. He says yes or no. Or is it everybody call and have to make their appointment based on their own amount and do that? But when you're the guy, try and get your appointment first, go in, hey, I want to work this deal. Now, can you schedule all 10 of these people for appointments when you want them to come in? Would you make it easier for him? And he says, yeah, I can do that. I can set these aside, and we'll do your group like that. That's something you're going to have to walk in there and ask him to do.
Yeah, when I first get there, when I'm in talking
yep.
to him. That I understood, but I was just wondering, when I set the appointment, tell them like you had said the other day that I'm going to have some extras with me. Can you allot me more time? That's what I was kind of getting around to.
Right. And I said, that's what you do first. Ask him. And if he can't do it, then when you go in and do yours, you have the wealth manager arrange the appointment times.
Okay, because they don't want to lose the rest of them. But I have made a list of all of them, and I'm not going to tell anybody about how much there could be sitting out in the other room for him.
Okay.
I will know. I will know. But do you think that he would ask or want to know how much is out there to entice him to want to see them all?
Well, yeah. That's the only way he can make the deal is if you tell him.
Yeah, okay. And but no, I was sitting here listening to some of these, and they call in. I thought, you know, they forget the contract price, they forget the don't talk first, and this, that, and the other. And if you could put that on the where they could look at it and write it down, just refresh their memory. And let's see. Then there was I had one I was talking about. Oh. I have just learned lately how to get onto this, but then when I'm watching on the computer, it says the get on in chat room. Well, how would I do that?
I don't know. You have to ask Ray.
Me either. I'm not sure what he's referencing.
I don't either, because I know just enough to really get me in trouble on a computer.
Okay, where are you getting on? Are you getting on the TNT Super Fantastic?
Yes.
Okay. It says chat room form, and you're clicking on it. But if you don't have a login and a password, you can't get on. It's just for people with logins and passwords.
Well, how can I do that? Make a password like.
Oh, well, you can't now because it's not available to set up.
It's still
going to
end up with race.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't now, but if you add that capability, that's what you would be doing. Your password would go in, and then you would access chat that way.
Okay, because there's no way that I can follow it, so I have my daughter follow it and give me the information and when I'm supposed to call the 800 number, because there's some that's even out of this area. I got friends in Canada, some in Florida, some in that I've helped got them enthused and Colorado. So I've got all of that to try to let them know when to call the 800 number.
No.
All right, let me tell you
something. You tell them to do what I'm telling you to do. And then it's no longer your headache. Tell them to get a Twitter account, get their own personal Twitter account, and then go to our Twitter account and click on follow. Once they set that up, they'll get notifications. Whenever we send out notifications, they will receive it. So it's no longer your responsibility to tell them what we're doing.
Okay, set up Twitter account. I don't know if my friend. I don't know. I think I'll just leave the responsibility on me for my friends in Canada because they're about my age, and I don't know that for them getting a set of Twitter account. I wouldn't know the first thing about it.
Well, you don't have to.
It's
you
okay.
Just give them the instructions that I'm giving you, and then you're done.
Okay. I'm writing.
They got kids. They got grandkids, probably. They got neighbors. Somebody will help them get it set up. They have a computer.
Yeah, I've got even great grandkids, but they ain't big enough to help yet.
Well, you just tell the people that you're trying to look out for to establish their own Twitter account. Go to twitter.com and sign up. It's free. They can get their own account. And then once they have their account established, to go to our Twitter page, which is T-H-E underscore
What do you mean underscore?
The hyphen down at the bottom of the letter instead of in the middle of the letter. You know, the hyphen sign or the minus sign? Yeah, put it down at the bottom.
Okay. But you underscore the remainder or the T-H-E?
No, no. T-H-E and then an underscore is after E.
Okay.
Then the next letter would be T-N-T.
T-M-T.
And then another underscore after the T. And then
okay.
The next letter would be T-E-A-M.
T-E-A-M. Okay.
Right. And that's for our Twitter account. Then once you go there, once you have your account established, go to that Twitter page and click on follow.
Yeah.
Just click on the word follow. They will see it on that screen. Follow. And then go back to your Twitter account. Go into the profile section. And make sure notifications is turned on.
Go back to the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your Twitter account or my Twitter
right.
account.
Go back to your personal Twitter account in the
okay.
profile section.
Circle.
Turn on notifications.
And click on.
Turn on notifications. That's the word notifications. You'll see it there in the profile.
Okay. Well, I know that probably 90% of them know how to do that, except a couple of us older ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got that written down, so that'll be great because I know when I was talking to them in Canada, and I seen today somebody from Canada or said, well, my friend has a friend in Canada, so they're on a lot more lockdown on the COVID virus than we are.
Okay.
They can go to the doctor, they can go to the grocery store, and they can stop and get gas, or they can walk around if there's nobody around outside your house. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Right,
take care
too.
Now.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Let me tell you guys something real quick. Because I know I joke with it all the time and I always point it at Ray. But we used to have our site open. What do you call it? For anybody to go in and talk and leave messages and come and do it. And it was open for years. You know, go through. But then, like anything else, too much of a good thing, you know, you get idiots in there who are disrupting the room, putting in false information, or just acting stupid. That's the only way I can say it. And just because, you know, it didn't happen yesterday or last week and become real negative and downtrodden. So we had to close the chat room and limit it to the people who were already in there. So we wouldn't have to keep going through purging, because that's what we were doing. That's why the chat room is closed. Not that we don't want new people to come in and talk to old people, because we do. They have all the information. Not that they couldn't give you a wealth of information 24 hours a day, because they can. But they've been there forever. And even like what he was asking us to post back up, it's there. Chat room can get it whenever and however they want to. They can go into locations. But I want you guys to know it's not like he's trying to be elitist or VIP or anything. It was to get rid of the idiots so we wouldn't have to keep purging.
we're going to open it back up afterwards. And even now on Twitter, you know, you got it is, and they think they can be anonymous and do this, and we have to dig down and my new guy go and get their IP address. So we're going to be able to eliminate them afterwards. I don't care what names they come in. We're just going to eliminate their IP address. And that, and sometimes you just have to do that in one visit. That's the only reason you guys are, because I know there's more people who want to get in the chat room. We've even been talking about it for years. But I wanted to make sure you guys understand why we have it closed. It's not a privilege thing, or I mean, because it's free, just like this is free. It's just they were already there when we decided to shut the front door. That's all. So the other good thing is, I know he was just telling you guys about Canada's lockdown. Believe it or not, Governor Newsom is removing California's lockdown effective tomorrow. He's going to remove it. I'm thinking, what's going on here? Anyway, all right, let's go, Ray.
All right, sir. We're past the bottom half of the hour. Let's wrap this one up.
I was just going to say, I don't hear no music, but okay. Let me go back.
I do.
Oh, you say you do? I was going to say, it was Lady C's birthday, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking for it because she did send it to me. I think she said she was 75.
Yes, we did it at the beginning of the call. Played the birthday song.
Did I say she was 75? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just don't want her to beat me up afterwards.
Okay.
That's all. All right. All right, guys. It's actually a good Monday. Hopefully, Yellen gets voted in this evening, and that makes it a better Monday. But right now, we're waiting to see if they get finished by Wednesday, Thursday in Iraq with their discussion. They do. All we need is a vote, and we're there. Everybody still thinks it's going to happen by the end of the month. There's still only 5 days left into the month. Iraqis are told they're going to get paid. They say they're finalizing the situation. Kurdistan's leadership just went to Baghdad today. They said to sign off on the finals. They do. Hopefully by Wednesday, Thursday, everybody will be signed off. We'll be on our way. So do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay woke. Pay attention. Watch what happens. And pray. Do all that. But have a super fantastic day. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this marvelous-er Monday. We will talk to you on Hump Day Wednesday, unless something exciting happens between now and then. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe.
that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe. I know it is already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way.
We are just
waiting for the call any day.
Hot and so hot.
Stop conference recording. Press 1.
So hot and
to reach this session is no longer being recorded.
This is a wrap. Just a little bit. Enjoy your Monday afternoon.